Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment with me, Andrew Herbert, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Very glad to have your company this Monday morning, and today we're featuring two recent contrasting releases by guitar superstar Pat Metheny, both on Nonesuch Records. They're called The Unity Sessions and Kung Fu Trio Meets Pat Metheny. And in the process we see Metheny moving from a contemporary experimental style to the mainstream jazz which has made his name. Also featuring songs from the Bramford Marsalis Quartet's new album Upward Spiral, which is a deliciously luscious offering with Swedish singer extraordinaire Kurt Elling, plus tunes from Keith Jarrett, Winter Marsalis, Charlie Mingus, and much, much more. Starting them with Pat Metheny and the album released on May the 6th called Kung Fu Trio Meets Pat Metheny. Kung Fu first played with Metheny on a Grammy-winning 2002 album Speaking of Now. Kung Fu is a prominent player in the exploratory downtown New York City scene, which focuses around a venue called the Knitting Factory. Here, Pat Metheny joins the Kung Fu trio for a tune called Telescope.
Thank you.
Strong sounds there, Matheny Soars where Kong Vu roars, and you heard a tune called Telescope, which was composed by Pat Matheny, and Pat Matheny played guitar, Kong Vu trumpet, Stomo Takashi bass, and Teppo drums. The Guardian's John Fordham said, Matheny enters completely into the exploratory spirit and gives Vu's intriguing music a fresh dimension and creative support. And we'll hear more from that wonderful album, Kong Vu Meets Pat Matheny, later in the programme today, as well as more from another album released on Nonesuch Records by Pat Matheny called The Unity Sessions. You're listening to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Today we're also featuring a brand new release by the Bramford Marcellus Quartet together with singer Kurt Elling. The quartet's been together for many years now, and Marcellus said that the band talks about all kinds of things, many of which are unprintable, but we have serious musical debates as well. And it was one of these debates which led to this album. Marcellus recalled, we got into picking the best singer to work with our band, and his candidate was Kurt Elling, because he's got such a flexible voice and is a true jazz musician. Marcellus and Elling started talking about the project when they met several years ago at a Thelonious Monk Institution competition, and they had a conversation at the bar about doing a record together. Having then bumped into each other several times, always talking about a possible project, this crystallised in an intense week of performance and recordings in New Orleans and resulted in the album Upward Spiral, which was released June the 10th on OKA Records. We're going to hear now an intimate tune called Cassandra's Song.
Let me tell you the truth, my soul's a golden flag that flies so far in the boundless blue. I know high up above. Let me tell you the truth. The wings of windy change that will come to you cut me right through. Tell you the truth. tell you the truth.
A wonderful voice there of Kurt Elling, together with the Bramford Marsalis Quartet, Bramford Marsalis Soprano Sax, Joey Calderato Piano, Eric Reeves Bass, and Justin Faulkner Drums. Wonderful stuff, and we'll hear more from that album, Upward Spiral, released recently on OKA Records, later in the programme today. Now, switching moods somewhat, American superstar pianist Keith Jarrett's first gigs as a teenager were at the Deerhead Inn in Delaware Water Gap, Allentown, Pennsylvania, which was in fact Jarrett's birthplace. 30 years later, Jarrett agreed to perform at the venue again. By that time, something of a contrast from the venues, the size and prestige that he got used to, such as the Carnegie Hall, and he played with the trio in which Paul Motion subs for the usual trio drummer, Jack DeJohnette. Motion himself has a wonderful pedigree, playing with Monk, Bill Evans, and other jazz giants. It was originally supposed to be a documentary recording, not for release, but it has such a fun, relaxed atmosphere, and Jarrett said in the liner notes, "I think you can hear from the tape what jazz is all about." It was recorded September the 16th, 1992, live, and we're to hear a tune made famous by Louis Armstrong in 1928 called Basin Street Blues. Thank you. A wonderful version there by Keith Jarrett on piano, Carrie Peacock bass and Paul Motion drums of the standard Basin Street Blues, written by Spencer Williams, and it's from Keith Jarrett's live album at the Deerhead Inn. You're listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day. Returning to the first of our two featured recently released albums by guitarist Pat Metheny, Kong Vu meets Pat Metheny. Kong Vu first heard Metheny on a cassette as a teenager, and he credits Metheny for leading him into a career in music. that came into the session and killed it, he said, taking us to different territories. The trio assimilated his sound into ours and made music that still felt uniquely ours. Kong Vu's a well-established player himself. He's played with David Bowie, Laurie Anderson, Dave Douglas, Myra Melford, amongst others, and has released 8 recordings as a band leader. Pat Metheny said, "This project is something that Kong and I have talked about doing for years," and Kong has in fact played regularly for Metheny, but Metheny said, "For as much as I love what Kong brought to my bands along the way, I always wondered what it'd be like to join his group and to see what I might be able to offer those guys. Kwon came up with a great set of tunes for the project, and we all met in New York City for a few days and recorded this music quite quickly and spontaneously." We're to hear Pat Metheny guitar, Kong Vu trumpet, Stomo Takashi bass, and Ted Poor drums, and an offering called Tune Blue.
Thank you.
Some heavy sounds there. Reminding me tangentially of Buddy Guy's album, Sweet Tea, some Delta Blues sounds from Pat Metheny. He's got that sweet tone, but there's real grit to that. And it was called Tune Blue. You heard Pat Metheny guitar, Kwang Vu trumpet, Stomo Takayashi bass, and Ted Poor drums. Still to come, more from our featured new release albums by Pat Metheny, and a wonderful tune from Bramford Marsalis's brother Winton in the shape of a raucous live recording of a relatively rarely played Thelonious Monk composition. First though, let's delve further into Bramford Marsalis's own new release, Upward Spiral. It features the silky and yet impassioned voice of Kurt Alling, and Marsalis said the goal here, even though Kurt sings lyrics, was to highlight his voice as an instrument. For his part, Alling said, "I love singing with a hard-hitting band." He said he's worked a lot with tenor sax players, from when he started playing in Chicago, working with Von Freeman, Eddie Johnson, Ed Peterson, and more recent gigs with Ernie Watts and Joel Frame and Houston Person. And Alling said to be welcomed into the quartet circle, which is all about new challenges and hard-blowing, was very important. When Alling asked Bramford Marsalis what to bring about a week before the recording date, Marsalis said, "Don't worry, you've got the thing." So Alling said he brought the thing. Let's see if we can hear the thing. There are several classic ballad performances within the collection, and Marsalis recalled Kurt wanted to do Blue Velvet using Bobby Vinton's hit version as a starting point. And Marsalis said he'd write it out, but Kurt Alling said, "No, I want us to sound like Ghosts with just enough technique to get the message across."
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She velvet.
The lovely delicate sounds there of Kurt Elling, voice, Bramford Marsalis, tenor saxophone, Joey Calderazzo, piano, Eric Reavis, bass, and Justin Faulkner, drums. That's almost it from this hour of In the Moment. Next hour we've got more fantastic tunes from the likes of Pat Metheny, Bramford Marsalis, another Keith Jarrett classic, and a treat from Charlie Mingus. To finish this hour, we're live in the intimate New York East Village venue, House of Tribes, for what has become almost an annual ritual for the trumpet legend Wynton Marsalis's quintet. It's December the 15th, 2002. At the producer's desk is one Delphio Marsalis. On the bandstand are Wynton Marsalis trumpet, Wessel Warm Daddy Anderson alto sax, Eric Lewis piano, Kengo Nakamura bass, Joe Farnsworth drums, Orlando Q. Rodriguez percussion. And this tune is called Green Chimneys. We'll be right back.
My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
By the fall of your arms.